A group of concerned citizens say that if the Avon Crest building is still standing, there is hope for Stratford's first public hospital. People look at me and say, "I thought it was a done deal," Jane Marie Mitchell told Stratford Today outside the empty building. "But they told us Shin Yi was a done deal." Mitchell is part of the group advocating for Avon Crest, staging vigils every week in front of the hospital and protesting the decision to knock it down. Earlier this year, the Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance, HPHA, said it would demolish the circa 1891 hospital. Shortly after the HPHA announced that intent, news broke that they have been in conversation with Revera Canada and plans are in place to build a 128-bed long-term care home in its stead. Stratford City Council considered heritage status, since it qualifies for such a designation, but ultimately did not after a legal opinion. In response, Mitchell and other protesters have staged more than 50 vigils. When told that the hospital is a lost cause, many of the protesters at the vigil maintain that there is hope to stay the wrecking ball and save the hospital. For instance, those holding signs keep track of the reactions of cars that drive by, either a thumbs up or thumbs down. Mitchell claims that over the course of their endeavor they have logged over 8,992 supportive responses and 462 responses in opposition as people drive by. Several years ago, Mitchell and Leslie Walker Fitzpatrick protested the proposed Shin Yi glass factory. The Shin Yi plant was eyed for the southern part of town, however, public opposition cited environmental and democratic concerns regarding the building and the rollout of the deal. Ultimately, the public's opposition led to Shin Yi Glass Canada backing away from the proposal. When asked how the feeling of this effort compares to their advocacy around Shin Yi, Mitchell said a lot of work goes into protesting and advocacy groups are tired. "It's been a long summer," Mitchell admitted. "But it's still standing and we're still here. I've had people stop me and say, 'I was born in that building,'" Walker Fitzpatrick added, highlighting why the group has committed to protesting every week. "It means a lot to a lot of people in town." Mitchell has been exploring other avenues to save Avon Crest. She has looked into having Avon Crest nominated under the National Program of Historical Commemoration, but was informed that not only would she need written consent from the property owner, but such a designation does not confer heritage protection. Additionally, she inquired about having an archaeological assessment, but was informed that Avon Crest would have to be on the City of Stratford's Municipal Heritage Registry. A sign in favor of Avon Crest posted outside of Stratford City Hall. Connor Luchka, Stratford Today. Dean Robinson attends the vigils. He is also the author of many books including Not the Last Waltz and Other Stratford Stories, a collection of historical stories about the city. He pointed out that Stratford has a history of women involved in advocacy work. In fact, Avon Crest was created after a group of women advocated and petitioned their respective governments about a public hospital in the city. "In many ways, what is happening now in regards to Avon Crest is history repeating itself," he argued. "It was women who were the movers and the shakers to get this building," Robinson said. The HPHA has said to repurpose Avon Crest into a modern facility of use to the community is not feasible. Andrew Williams, CEO of the HPHA, said if the site is to be redeveloped then it needs to be completely rebuilt. Demolition of Avon Crest is expected to start soon and anticipated to be done by the end of September.